This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and actually being part of the conversation. Be part of the conversation. We have a live chat room going up there on the website. We have a live chat room. Oh, not chat room. I guess it's a Facebook feed. What's that? Yeah, I hope so. Hope it's working. And that works from time to time. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll and all that, but you can also buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things the left, all the labels the left have given you and I, or most of you and I, and these are the people that hate labels. They said that we shouldn't be labeling each other. We shouldn't be talking like this. We shouldn't be, you know, treating each other this way. I'm sorry. Everything I've seen, I'll say 99.9% of what I've seen, it's violence from the left to the right. It's violence from people pushing a cause, a liberal cause, to people who aren't interested in a liberal cause, who aren't interested more in being Americans than liberal causes. So if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you give me your email address. We send out one email a week. Sign up for our text messaging. You want to text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. And you get messages. You'll notice I don't send them every night. I don't want to make you crazy. I don't like getting them every day. So why would I do that to you? Makes absolutely no sense. All right. Back to Roger Stone and what's been going on, and you look at how Stone and Manafort and Cohen have been handled. None of the people on Hillary's side were handled like this, and what they were accused of doing was much more egregious. Debbie Wasserman Schultz wouldn't hand her laptop over to the FBI. I'm sorry, wrong. To the Capitol Police. As a matter of fact, in the video, you can see her saying, "Do you know who I am?" Doesn't matter who you are. The law is the law. How come she wasn't hit with obstruction? Why did the FBI... Anyway, I don't want to go off on a tangent. But Mueller has found almost no crimes from even before the Russian probe started. Remember, this probe basically, for all intents and purposes, started shortly after the president said he was running for president. They couldn't wait to try to take him out. And this indictment of Roger Stone, it's a typical Mueller indictment. Now, this is according to Alan Dershowitz, not Joe Messina. Stone is a former political advisor to President Trump. He's been indicted on, and he was there a very, 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 very short period of time. He's been indicted on charges of obstruction, making false statements, and witness tampering as part of a special counsel. Now, I love this one. These are easy. Obstruction and making false statements. Well, making a false statement would be considered obstruction of justice. And what was the false statement? I had no, I didn't drink coffee on Wednesday morning. Then you find out later, oh, you know, I forgot I did drink the coffee Wednesday morning. It's very easy for them to catch you in a so-called lie. What they believe to be a lie. And this is a this is typical of Mueller. He found almost no crimes that occurred before he was appointed special counsel. Dershowitz said that, adding that Mueller was appointed to find such crimes, and he's failed. He's failed in every respect. Almost all of his crimes that he has indicted people for are crimes that resulted from the investigation, not before the investigation. Lying to cover their butts. Look at Cohen. Almost 90% of what he lied about was his business dealings, where he got his money. I'm sorry, what's that got to do with the president and the Russian connection? I'm a little confused. He noted that the fact that Stone's alleged crimes were generated by the Mueller probe does not make them any less criminal. Right? I mean, look at a lie is a lie. Stealing is stealing. It really means that there's been a failure to uncover basic crimes for which he was appointed. Anything before the time that he was appointed, you have to hone in. What was Stone doing with the Russians? Oh, I know. They somehow think he had a connection to Corzine, to them. They are friends that had a connection to Julian Assange. Right? And Assange was, as we all know, was connected to the Russians. Except we don't know that because nobody's had any proof that he's connected to the Russians. And Assange has said he's done nothing with the Russians. Therefore, he must be guilty. See, here's how it works when you're on the left and the FBI. If you can't find anything and the person says they have nothing to do with them, then they're guilty of having something to do with them. If somebody on the left says to the FBI, I don't have it, I didn't engage in that crime, I don't have anything to do with it, without showing any proof, then they're innocent, period. That's how the FBI looks at it, or looked at it. He noted, however, the fact that Stone's alleged crimes were generated by the Mueller probe does not make them any less criminal, but it really means that there's been a failure to uncover the basic crimes for which he was appointed. You know, it gets worse and worse and worse because now they're like wounded animals. They're scratching anything they can scratch at to try to make something happen, to try to make somebody guilty. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and again, I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And I want you to be part of the conversation. Always. All right, so let's get at it. Let's just get at it and get it out of the way and over with, right? Okay, so, this thing with Roger Stone. What bothers me about this is look at who Mueller has gone after. Look at how he continually, and again, when you look at the way other investigations are done with Democrats, with Mrs. Billy Bob Clinton, nothing like this. There was no reason to raid this guy's house first thing in the morning. None. Absolutely none. but they felt like they had to shake him up. Was this to scare him? They had 27 agents. Over half of them had sidearms and AK-47s. For what? Does he have an arsenal we don't know about? Is there a tank in his backyard? Maybe he's got a couple of what are they called, howitzers or 50 cals around the house so we don't have them buried? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he has some bow and arrows strategically placed around the house. And yeah, they bring a small army in, and his wife, the poor woman, is deaf. Imagine what she's thinking as she's looking around. Mueller unveiled criminal charges against Stone, who is a longtime friend of President Trump's. They accused him of lying, obstruction, and witness tampering. One of the things I thought was great was, again, I started to tell you about it, is because of his relationship with Jerome Corzine. And some people say Corzine, some people say Corzine, whatever. You know who I'm talking about. And his possible relationship with Julian Assange. And, again, Julian had this information. They don't know if the Russians gave it to him or not. Think about all the effort they're putting in this when Julian says, look, I didn't get it from the Russians. I didn't need to get it from the Russians. And everything he's released has been true. The stuff that WikiLeaks put out there was true. They were emails that came from these people's servers. They came from these people's machines. Damaging evidence against Hillary and her team. True emails with damaging evidence. They're dismissed. Because the Russians may have given them to WikiLeaks. But yet, the dossier that they have on Trump, the one that they know was paid for, the one they know is filled with lies, that they acted on, they got warrants with, nobody's apologized. That one had to be acted on. That one had to be taken care of. In charging Stone, Mueller has struck deep inside of Trump's inner circle. The indictment charges that Stone, a seasoned Republican political operative, sought to gather information about hacked Democrat Party emails at the direction of an unidentified senior Trump campaign official. I always loved those. Don't you love those? Yes, an anonymous source from the Senate gave it to another anonymous source who handed over to CNN anonymously to... Really? And you want me to... That was one of the times... Remember, that was one of the times that CNN didn't ask me back for a while. Because I wouldn't answer or comment on an anonymous story. I said... I thought it was... Smart response. I said, can I answer with an anonymous answer? I mean, seriously, makes no sense. The 24-page document goes further than Mueller ever has toward answering the core question of his probe. Did Trump or those close to him try to conspire with the Kremlin? The indictment notes that before Stone's alleged actions in the summer of 2016, the Democratic National Committee announced it had been hacked by the Russian government. So Stone had to know that, right? Now, here's the funny thing about it. Stone has always said he didn't know. Corzai has always said he didn't know. What's his name? Julian Assange has always said, no, the Russians had nothing to do with this. So, therefore, three denials equal a positive. Don't you know that? That's how it works with the FBI when it comes to, conservatives, Republicans, or what have you. Now, I realize this isn't the rank and file, so let's just get that straight. Indicting Stone caps one of the special counsel's longest pursuits since the appointment in May of 2017. But we still don't know whether Mueller's nearing the end of his investigation. I mean, heck, he's been at this over 2 years. You'd think he would have had something now. Everybody he's indicted, almost 90% of what the indictments are for, are because they lied to the FBI about something they did, which necessarily, in most cases, had nothing to do with them dealing with Russians. But, this is not going to stop. This is where I wish President Trump would be just so much stronger in these areas. Put his foot down. I'd get my legal team around me and say, okay, how do we deal with this? How do we force his hand? put what you have on the table. Fess up to what you have or don't have. Or go away. You know, the indictments all have centered around Stone's efforts to learn when some potentially damaging information on Hillary Clinton. Damaging information through her emails. And possibly when they're going to be released. So he's looking for inside information because, you know, the left never does this. He's looking for inside information as to when these things are going to start hitting. And it's been said that Russian intelligence agents hacked Democrats. They hacked their email accounts. Remember, Hillary said they didn't come near it. The DNC would not give up their email service to the FBI. How do you not give the FBI something they're asking for? Why didn't they go in to the DNC at 5:30 in the morning with guns blazing? You know, 27 guys with the AK-47s and sidearms. Why didn't that happen? Is this too simple? Am I being too simple-minded about this? Is one of you scholars out there set me straight? That's why, you know, again, not disparaging the FBI rank and file, but that's why we don't trust you anymore. It's not because Trump keeps talking about this witch hunt and everything else, but we can look for ourselves. We can see the evidence of there is really a three-tier legal system. Right? You've got one for the legislators, or the liberal legislators. You've got one for the Republican conservatives, and then you have one for the rest of the peons of the country. Really? Okay, this is just getting my blood pressure to the point where I'm not going to be able to come back. But we will come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yes, the digital version of Gosnell, the movie, has been released. We got to deal with it. You have to see it. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The House of Representatives joins the Senate in approving legislation that would temporarily end the partial government shutdown. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says he hopes there's never a repeat of this situation.
I hope the experience of the last 35 days has taught us that we should never repeat this exercise of shutting down government again.
But a shutdown could occur again February 15th if a bipartisan conference committee can't come up with an agreement for border security and the president's demand for a barrier.
As Commander-in-Chief, my highest priority is the defense of our great country. We cannot surrender operational control over the nation's borders to foreign cartels, traffickers, and smugglers.
Around 800,000 federal workers missed their second paycheck this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Everybody get up. All right, now you get down again. So, I'm your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get a lot done. Really, read the stories, get involved, get engaged. Give me your email address. Sign up with us. Now, listen, we've made some changes, okay? Some minor changes. I know everybody hates changes. Guys especially hate changes. On Twitter, you can find us at RealJoeMessina. That's right. We're moving everything over. We have proven that we were shadow banned, and even though we actually get much more activity with a lot less people on our new Twitter account than we did on our older ones. So we know what's going on there, don't we? So anyway, we're on the new one, which is Real Joe Messina. Same thing with Facebook, Real Joe Messina. And if you want text messaging or notified by text message, you can also text TRS, like the way I did that, TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. Okay. Where was I? Oh, we were talking about Stone and all that fun stuff. And you just really need to pay attention. Right, you don't have to do as much homework as we do, but pay attention and look at how they attack these issues. How they treated Hillary and the people around her, the DNC chair, remember her? Debbie Wasserman Schultz. How they treated all of them, and then how they treat our people. So, some of you know I think you might have a clue as to what my stance on abortion is. I don't know. You know, if you don't, then you never listen to the show. But Gosnell star Dean Cain, who I got to meet. Hey, he seemed like a down-to-earth guy, right? I mean, the man shows up to a premiere unshaven. Well, maybe, I guess that's a thing to
You're
do,
unshaven.
Is it? What?
You're unshaven. You showed up, too.
Well, I was. This is supposed to be unshaven. It's trimmed, though. No, he looked like he got up that morning and said, oh, crap, I got to be there in 2 hours, you know, whatever. So he's talking about, you know, the when you look at the Gosnell movie and where it fits into this new abortion protection in some of the states that now have a heartbeat law, I guess it's what they're calling it, and it would make the crimes, you know, the crimes that Kermit Gosnell committed Now, you've got some states that are going down the road of making it against the law to abort a baby if you can find the heartbeat. If you can prove there's a heartbeat there, you can't abort. Why would you want to abort after finding a heartbeat? But that's a story for another day. And now you have states like New York, and there'll be other states that try to follow suit, that say you can commit an abortion, or you can carry out an abortion, right up to basically when the labor pain is there. I mean, seriously. Now, they say you have to prove that the mother's life is in danger, but that has gone so far by the wayside. Because now what they're trying to say, I don't know if you guys have noticed this over the years, they have these commercials out to show that an abortion is safer than having a birth. That more mothers die giving birth, right, from a percentage standpoint than they do doing an abortion. Isn't that cool? So now the natural way that God intended it, the natural way that Mother Nature intended it, is now dangerous for you, more dangerous for you. So Dean Cain is speaking out about the left's push to protect abortion up to birth after New York State passed that crazy, stupid Abortion Rights Act. Now, some of you, if you haven't heard about it, you must have been in a coma the last week. It allows for late-term abortions when a woman's health is endangered. The lead actor of Amazon Prime's new drama, Gosnell, appeared on Fox and Friends to share his thoughts on that whole matter. The regulation signed in New York, Governor Cuomo, currently being proposed in Vermont, would make the crimes of Kermit Gosnell legal. Now, this guy was an animal. He was a human butcher. He was 77 years old, and he's serving a life in prison without parole. He was an abortion provider who had been labeled as one of America's most prolific serial killers. The worst thing I learned during the production of the film, he said, was what actually takes place during a late-term abortion. That's the other thing, too. We're so into science, right? I mean, the left beats us up about not being people of science. And we're so into science that the only thing that we can't show our kids in school is truly what an abortion is all about. So when we're doing these in science class, when we're doing these in health, they should show what an abortion is all about. Now, Dean says, hey, I didn't have any idea. I thought I was pretty knowledgeable. It's gruesome. It's the kind of thing you learn if you watch the film. He said, we don't show everything, but you understand what took place there. He said it had a huge impact on the mothers, and you'll see it in the film. Gosnell was arrested in 2011, sentenced two years later, and he was found guilty of three murders. Of all the ones that he had done, he found guilty of three murders. And I'm not just talking about the kids. I'm talking about him, leaving mothers bleeding to death in chairs, not performing the operation properly, and having a mother bleed out, having interns that are doing stuff, administering drugs and doing things that they shouldn't be doing, period. It's actually illegal. In Pennsylvania, the law is 24 weeks, which is 5.5 months. It's almost 80. The baby is almost at 80% viability. Here's the problem. That's not true. At 19 weeks, these babies can live outside the womb. Now, I don't have the pictures here, and I'm thinking about putting some up with the babies in the weeks along. And I may put, green check marks under at what stages they can be aborted. Wouldn't that be gruesome and great? After this point in time, unless it's extreme circumstances, you weren't able to perform an abortion. And Gosnell was doing it anyway. Why? See, he said, you don't understand the neighborhoods that he works in. You don't understand what these women are going through, the kind of conditions that they're living in. Cain says the film details the grisly manner in which Gosnell would perform abortions by inducing the mother's birth, allowing them to give birth to a live child before using a pair of surgical scissors to snip the newborn's spinal cord. This is documented. This isn't Joe trying to be gruesome. This isn't me guessing. This is documented that this took place. If you don't see any other movie, you got to see this one. I saw it. Tammy saw it. I may even love to bring it to our area. Would it be great to get that and show that? But now that'd be legal in New York. Maybe not that exact procedure. But partial birth abortion was never what the original Supreme Court order was for. Never what is it meant to be. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, I want to find the article. I pulled up an article earlier about how science is what we should be. See, they always push us to look at science, right? Am I wrong here? Am I right, wrong? They always push us to look at science. Because, you know, Christians don't look at science. They don't care about science. They only care about God. They don't get the whole thing, right? But they don't look at science. They don't care what science has to say about abortion or any of that stuff. Not a big deal to them. Because they're right and we're wrong. Period. It's really that simple. But when you actually sit down with them and you start to talk to them about science, you start to talk through some of the issues, right? They don't want to hear it. It makes them uncomfortable. And especially when you use science towards them, it really makes them uncomfortable. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So the March on Life kind of brought this a little bit more to life. You know, it made an interesting tactical choice this year, selecting the unique, a unique from day one. A pro-life is pro-science. Now, to my Christian friends out there, it was what I used to say to some of these groups that we'd have on the show. I'd say, listen. I'd say, if you really want to beat this thing, stop saying that God hates science. I mean, hates abortion. They don't care. I'm Joe Mattini, your host. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go so far. A lot more on this after the break.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Junas, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is
Really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
Real Joe, 855-732-5562. Welcome back. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting. Get on my eye. And tweeting and just truly, truly being part of the conversation. I do appreciate the time you spend with us. You know, get involved, get engaged. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. Give me your email address. I send out one stinking little email a week. So you can get involved with that, right? I mean, I want you to take an email. And then that way you'll know when the show's coming on, you'll know what's happening, you know what we're talking about. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be alerted by text message, simply text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. All right, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, that's right, backing away from science. You know, with the Women's March, and you know what's really funny, it's you would think the Women's March all about rights, all about women's rights, equal rights, you know, all that stuff, I got it. But it always ends up being about hating Trump and pro-abortion, which apparently are the only two things that women are concerned with. They're not concerned with the fact that their kids now have the opportunity to have jobs. that their kids are working, they weren't working before. If you're a black parent, your son or daughter is enjoying the lowest unemployment rate of, you know, that the blacks have seen since we've been watching this. Same thing for the Hispanics. But and on top of that, has he tried to overturn Roe versus Wade? No. Oh, I know the judges he's confirming or he's nominating will all overturn it because they've all sworn to do that. Not. Just crazy. And then you look at unemployment as a whole, where the economy's going. Forget the market rights, because even the market experts, what do they say? Even though the market's on a roller coaster ride, it's the strongest it's been in decades. Anyway, they've decided, and you know, it was really funny, and again, in telling you earlier with my Christian friends and saying, do not approach abortion from a God standpoint. Because from a court standpoint, they don't care about God. You know, look at quoting scripture. I always love to see this. I watch this happen on Facebook all the time. Quoting scripture to a heathen is useless. Quoting scripture to somebody who doesn't believe in God is useless. Because it doesn't hit, it doesn't do it. They're in a, especially on Facebook when it comes to politics, they're in a fighting mode. And most of those heathens will turn around and hit you with a scripture that they heard somewhere, got off a website somewhere, got off one of their talking points, thinking they're going to turn you upside down, and they usually do. And they have no clue as to what it means. Absolutely none. So anyway, unique from day one is their new theme, pro-life is pro-science. The theme was a culmination of a long-term effort to push back against prevailing narrative of the abortion rights lobby, that anyone who opposes abortion is anti-science. Now, this was a much more stable refuge for abortion supporters at the time of Roe versus Wade than it is today. Today, it's not about science. It's not about right or wrong. It really isn't. It's all about a woman's rights. She has the right to carry that baby. She has the right to get rid of that baby. Medical technology has developed over the last few decades, so prenatal ultrasounds have enabled pregnant mothers to see their unborn children in the womb. They see them stretching. They see them yawning or even sucking their thumbs. Now, the technology has encouraged mothers to go away from abortion and have those children. And Planned Parenthood doesn't like that because now you're not giving them choice. How are you not giving them any choice if you're actually showing them what their choice is? They probably want to hold up a little ball of ugly little celluloid or something and tell you that's what the baby looks like. Not a baby yet. Now, improved neonatal intensive care has also pushed back the limits of viability to sustain younger and younger babies born prematurely. I know, as medicine grows, as medicine becomes better, these kids are living longer, or they're able to survive earlier. New research suggests that fetuses develop the capacity to feel pain as early as 20 weeks. And they've provided a medical basis for 20-plus week abortion bans. Now, before we even had this technology, the Europeans wouldn't allow you to have an abortion after 20 weeks. The ability to detect a fetal heartbeat as early as 5 or 6 weeks into the pregnancy has been another powerful tool for pro-lifers. It's all science. Science in your face. Has a heartbeat. What else could it be? No, really, if it has a heartbeat, and you can prove it has a heartbeat, what are you stopping? You're stopping a heart. In which case, you're stopping a what? A life. The developments evidently are not the advantage of the abortion rights advocate. Depending on the woman's rights to bodily anatomy can be a highly convincing means of advocating abortion. But the argument becomes more difficult in a world where technology advances and keeps advancing. And they show you that that clump of cells is actually a baby, right? And it's science. It's not Bible. It's science. It's not a dictionary. Not a man's opinion. A recent Marist poll, which asked Americans what they think best aligns with a scientific view of human fetus, only 35% of the respondents said that they think a fetus is part of the mother's body. While more than half said that they see the fetus as a unique life of its own. Wow. I'm feeling better about humanity. And this view is clearly having at least some effect on the opinions about abortion. For instance, the same survey found that nearly 60% of Americans supporting banned abortion after 20 weeks of pregnancy, including 55% of those who identified as pro-choice, and half of those were Democrats. So Democrats who are pro-choice are against abortions after 20 weeks. And because of those people, in the parades you see are louder than anybody else, you think that that's what the populace wants, because you hear them screaming, abortion on demand anytime without apology, and free. That's what I love the most, and free. You know, most of them will say, and it's not because of they made a mistake, they can't afford to have a baby, right? It's not, the timing isn't quite right. Well, how about this? How about you take the time to use the proper protection so we don't have to pay for your words, not mine, quote-unquote, mistake? Why do we have to pay for your mistake? Why do we have to pay for your inability to control yourself for a few minutes? I don't get it. Just, that's the part I don't understand. In your words, you screw up and it's now our fault. It's now our responsibility to fix. Real Show, 855-732-5563. We've got a lot coming up in the next hour. Partially what we're going to talk about is, are the rich really getting rich and the poor getting poorer? Is that a true statement? You know, a few years back there was a study done that showed that that's not true at all. And you remember that Memorial Cross we've talked about? I've talked about it on the show a half a dozen times. It's a World War Memorial Cross. It's been up for God knows. I think it was the one that was up for almost 100 years. And a court has said that they have to take it down. And the atheists are suing to tear down the cross because they have to, remember, they have to save you from yourself. They have to save you from your ignorance of believing in a God for them that doesn't exist. And they're upset about the cross. And the cross was put up to honor veterans. So we're trying to get the State Department, trying to get the White House involved in this. And if you simply go to the ACLJ, is that it? Yeah. ACLJ.org, just type in a search for defend the cross. They've already got 250,000 signatures on this. But you can't let this go anymore. We cannot let this happen anymore. You got to fight for the rights of your kids. You have to fight for what's right for your community, for the people in your community. And for a memorial that's been up, everybody knows it's about World War I. Everybody knows it is a, you know, just a memorial for the people that gave their lives for our freedom, for our right to have that cross there. For somebody to come in from out of town and decide that we don't need to see that, that that's bad for us, when the rest of the town wants it, it's just shameful. It's more, I mean, it's sick. You come into a town that you have nothing to do with, you're driving through, and all you've done is buy gas there, and you think you have a right to tell them how to live. Anyway, who else? What else do we have? I did the stinky one. I did the John Edwards one. Well, I guess that's going to be it. No, we'll have a lot more than that. I'm Joe Bacini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Grab something to drink. Get a snack if you need it. And we'll be back in a few minutes. Hopefully you will, too. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.